Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. Hope everybody's doing well on June 6th. Wow, it's June. Summer is here, and, well, on the East Coast, it was very warm. I don't know. I know it's a lot of our listeners on the West Coast. It's always warm, so. But gorgeous, gorgeous weather today. I actually heard it may actually be a heat wave this week. I hope not. It's too early for that. Geez, we have a heat wave in June. Forget about it. We'll be a mess in the rest of the summer. So anyway, tonight we've got a great show. We've got actress Maggie Avila with us, and she stars in the new Netflix series, My American Family. And we actually had the creator and writer and creator, I believe director as well, I don't remember, I apologize, Victor Miglichon on, who created My American Family. So it's going to be great to talk to one of the actors as well. So I'm looking forward to that. So just putting together the calendar today, we've got some great guests coming up for you guys this month. The calendar will be updated this week. If you're tuning in and you want to go run into the Arty Party, go ahead. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. And that's why I let you guys know that Arty is on. Arty Hoffman is on Facebook right now doing free Facebook readings, and he will be here on Wednesday on the 9th at a special time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be doing free psychic readings with Arty Hoffman from Angels and Answers. So I know you guys enjoy that, so that's why I asked Arty if he would come back, and he is more than happy to. He loves doing what he does. He loves making people happy. He loves giving people their news and reaching out to their loved ones. And he's got that ability, so take advantage of it. It's free. All you have to do is call in to 646-478-0999. So while we wait for Maggie, let's say thanks to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Anoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Pictures LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. I'm going to try and get an article in for you guys this week. It's been a little overwhelming lately and haven't been able to do everything. I apologize. I'm not the machine I used to be. So anyway, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, H21 Hand Sanitizer, Michael's Arts and Crafts. Those advertisers will be up on our site very soon, and we're working on that. And if you want to know who's coming on the show while we wait for Maggie, I have, real quick, I've got Sam Kinison's brother, Bill Kinison, will be on with us. That's going to be pretty interesting. And because... you know, Sam hasn't been with us for some time, and his brother Bill is actually a preacher. Now, you know, Sam was crazy, right? So the comparison between the two, I can't wait to talk to him and see that difference there. So, and on the 11th, well, as I said, Arty will be with us, Arty Hoffman, for free psychic readings on the 9th. Greg DiPaolo, bassist, guitarist, singer, and he's with the Outsiders, And he's got a new song out on his own. So we're going to play his new song. We're going to hang out with him. And then Rick Levy from the Box Tops on the 12th at 8 p.m. You know who the Box Tops are, right? Give me your ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. So Rick will be joining us. He's going to announce some concert dates, and we're going to play some new music for him, too. Alan Bernhoff is going to be with us. He's a singer, musician, and he's an actor and singer. And we're going to talk to him. And then Rick Sudikaratas is going to join us on the 17th for Pride. And we're going to, he's got a new book out, Rainbow Families, I think the name of it is. And we're going to talk to him. And on the 19th, do you guys remember John B. Bell on Z100 when the Z Morning Zoo years ago started out before Elvis Duran blew up and became, you know, this famous DJ? I mean, they were famous, don't get me wrong, but now, I mean, Elvis Duran is like one of the number one DJs on the East Coast and probably within the country, I would think. But I used to listen to Z100 then, and it just seemed like one day he was gone and they didn't say anything unless I missed that announcement. But I always loved John Bell, so I can't wait to talk to him. I'm excited about that. And then, what do we got? Scott Mayotte is going to be joining us again. Since it's Pride, I figure we have Scott back on too. He's got another book out, believe it or not. He just put a book out, and now he's got another one out. So we're going to talk about his new book, and I figure it's Pride. Let's get Sean on, right? And we'll talk about what his experiences were. So while we wait for Maggie again, I'm going to play a song. This is called Long Way to Go. And this is for you folks who nowadays, you kids who have it so easy, speaking of Pride, you living your lives so freely nowadays. I mean, some may say not fully, you know, due to some restraints with the law or whatever, or how people feel about gays and the LGBTQ community. But this song is called Long Way to Go, and it's basically saying thanks to the people who fought for everything. That's why you're able to do what you're doing now, and we've come a long way, but we've got a long way to go. So I'm going to play that for you guys while we wait for Maggie, okay? I hope you like it. Enjoy it. See you in a bit. guys enjoyed that. Like I said, that was for Pride. I'm playing that. It's basically, I don't want to call it an anthem, but could be basically saying how far the gay community has come, but they do have a long way to go. So happy Pride to everybody out there. And I believe we have Maggie on the phone. Maggie, is that you?
Yes, that is me. How are you? Thank you.
Hola, Maggie Avila.
Hola, corazón. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Feliz. Super happy.
Oh, good,
thank you. Thank
good, good, good. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I apologize for having to cancel on you last week, I believe it was. I'm so sorry. It was just a little hectic, and I appreciate you coming back, and I can't thank you enough for coming back to join me again. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. On the contrary, thank you so much for having me back, and it was a very hectic week for everyone, so it worked out even better, so thank you, thank you.
Oh, good.
You never
I'm glad.
Timing.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad. I felt horrible that I inconvenienced you, so I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much. You're too kind. So I'm so excited to talk to you. We had Victor on, a couple weeks ago. I was telling everybody earlier that Victor Miglichon is the writer and creator of My American Family. So how are you loving doing this series?
Oh, my goodness. So, so, so much. I am loving it so much. Everybody is so inspiring. Everybody is super professional. Everybody is so highly accomplished. And everybody works so passionately in this show. And it's so beautiful to have people around you with such a beautiful attitude. I really attitude. I can drop that.
Yeah.
and it's super fantastic. And then, you know, just the diversity that we're bringing into the table, it's so cool. And the non-stereotypical characters, it's just so much, it's such a rich show. So I am so grateful to be part of this team. I'm super, super loving it.
Right. Congratulations. Well, for those who missed the show with Victor, would you mind give us a little overview of My American Family and what role do you play?
Of course, My American Family, it's about it's a TV series filled with diversity. It's about a family of Hispanics who have an exchange student coming from China, and he happens to be tall, super handsome European man who is pushing 30, and we're expecting a very young Chinese student for exchange. So yeah. He comes into the family. And we learn a lot of wonderful things about him. And we have Danny Trejo as one of our stars, our main star. Mm-hmm. And I have a daughter who is a genius tech, high computer person, and and my husband. And I play the matriarch of the family. And I'm a mother, yes. And so my husband is a car salesperson who works for Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo is a businessman, very much like himself in real life, a wonderful man. And my family is filled with great models and values and principles. And when Victor comes in, we even enhance that much more.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun because we all have different languages and we all learn from each other. And then there's a lot of martial arts involved.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got to say, speaking of Victor, what an intelligent man. My goodness, he blew me away. He's amazing, the things he's doing, like 50 million things at once. It's just amazing to me. And I forgot to ask my neighbor, who is from the Ukraine, if they knew Victor. So I keep forgetting to ask them when I see them, and I just haven't seen them. I guess that's too, that's part of it. So now you really started your career in Mexican films in Mexico, right? I mean, so now what is the difference of being in Mexican films versus being in an American film when behind the scenes, is it a lot different or not different at all?
It has not been different. The only difference really is the language. Both in Mexico and up here, I have worked in all kinds of productions, from very tight budget to really high budget. And everybody, the magic of the film industry is that everybody, when they get to work They all put so much passion into what they do. We all love it so much that things work out really, really nicely. And there is really not much difference, especially now that the time things are better for women, for example. There is a lot more respect and honor. Now we have more women behind the scenes, and that is fantastic. That is more balanced. That is so beautiful. Before that, in Mexico, I didn't have that. It was only, you know, ladies from wardrobe or hair department, but not in other departments. Now I get to work with a lot more women behind the cameras, and I love that. But that has nothing to do with a different country. That's just the times that, thank goodness, now we are more open to employ females behind the camera, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. That is the only difference at the moment.
Right. Now you do a lot of directing and stuff, like you said, behind the camera yourself. Now, when you're filming My American Family, do you ever give any input to Victor or no? I would think that when people are on the set, if they think something sounds good, they throw it at the director. Why not, right?
Absolutely. Yes, and Victor is very open, but he's very stubborn and never listens to anybody. No, just kidding. No.
We won't let him hear this. Don't worry. I'm only kidding.
I haven't directed on My American Family. He did mention to me at the beginning of the show that he would like for me to join directing the show, maybe on the second season and so on. But now in the first season, and he is really very open. Everybody is very open to input and ideas, especially from actors, because, you know, he's never filmed before.
Right.
And so that to do when Buddha said, I am not the smartest. I just ask opinion and knowledge from the most intelligent people and the most people I can. And then I draw my own opinion, said Buddha. Right. And so Victor, who is a very spiritual person as well, he's very organized, and he has a plan, a shot list, and we're an amazing team. So we have all been coming to the set so well prepared that everything just runs super smoothly and fast. And it helps a lot that it's a comedy, because we laugh a lot together.
Yeah.
And that is a really cool thing. That happened magically from the get-go. We all had a great chemistry, and so we just started laughing. And Steve, my partner, my scene partner, who is also a very experienced actor, and I, we started, you know, trying to set the mood immediately, because we have been doing this for many, many, many years. And we know that as soon as you set a great energy and a great, great, great mood and humor, things will work out way better. That's been the case. And again, Victor is very organized, very, very organized. They always take on the input. They always take on the input because, you know, Steve and I have been doing films for many, many years now. It's 20 years. We were just talking about it yesterday.
Wow.
I started very, very, very early. I mean, working, thank goodness. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now the Dog Eat Dog that was shown at the cons, is that fairly recent or no?
Yes, it was in 2016.
Oh, okay, cool. And that must have did really well.
Oh, my God, that was fantastic. That was a dream come true. Mr. Willem Dafoe was one of my favorite actors.
I was
going to
say, working with Willem Dafoe and Nicolas Cage must have been amazing.
Yes, and Nicolas Cage has been a dream for me as well. I mean, one of the greatest actors of our generation. And really juicy, juicy scenes. I got to play amazing scenes, pivotal scenes. My character is a pivotal character, and the film itself is so fascinating. Based on a book and written by the one and only Mr. Paul Schrader. So to get to work with these amazing people, it's been truly an amazing experience. That also brought a lot of light to my career.
Right. Yeah, and also First Kill with Bruce Willis. I mean, that was a big one, too.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was so, so, so wonderful. And with Hayden Christensen, very, very wonderful people to work with. So much. So much.
Yeah, you've done some great stuff. And you know what? I didn't know you were on The Shield. I used to love that show. I used to love that show. That was a great show.
In my scene that was so cool was the very last episode, the most viewed episode. Was I lucky or what? When it was my very first formal television gig that I got, and it was too. Yes, very, very cool.
Nice. Well, yeah, you've definitely been in some great films and a great TV show. I mean, really. But I'm fascinated about your Carmen Miranda, the lady in the Tutti Frutti hat. What is up with that? Is that, are you still doing that? Or obviously because of the pandemic, no, but is that going to run again or what's going on?
There is plans for a lot of other things, but not the Carmen Miranda at the moment. Thank goodness there is, there is offers, there is things that I'm already committed to, and then the documentary has taken a whole new chapter for my career. Acting was right now, I just finished a rehearsal series that I am working on. It's a short form TV series, comedic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the Carmen Miranda was a one-woman show that I did back in 2010 to get the attention of the industry, to get casting directors to come and see it and watch me perform. And I thought I wanted to write something that would showcase all of my talents, dancing, singing, stand-up comedy, all of those things back then. And someone suggested to me, well, why don't you do somebody that is already known? Because if you write a story about your life, it might be very, very interesting, but still they're not going to know. But if you find a name of someone that is known, that would be fantastic. And it was not hard because then I saw that not a lot of people were doing the Carmen Miranda, only trans or gays, which is so beautiful.
Right.
But not a female, not on a real, not in a serious, different, like the way I did it, that it was to pay honor to her true story, the true story of her life, which is so fascinating. I mean, back in 1944, she was the richest woman in the U.S. and was the ninth richest person. Among those nine people, there was the president of General Motors and Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the most powerful woman in television back then and in film. And she revolutionized so many areas, fashion, music. She introduced samba to the world.
Right. Well,
for you to want to
show your dancing, singing, and comedy, you couldn't have picked anyone better than Carmen Miranda.
She was so much fun. Oh my God, I learned so much. I purchased all of her books. Every book written about her, all of her 17 films. I still have them. I prepared for that role for a year. We wrote the play. I had an amazing writer, Sam. Oh my God, the name is escaping me right now because there was so much about Carmen Miranda. It was fantastic, and it really influenced me because she was inspiring, such a businesswoman, and so charming and so happy. And all of her lyrics, all of the songs that she sung, were especially the ones that I picked. I picked 12 for the show, positive lyrics.
Nice. No crying, no sadness, all beautiful, upbeat, and happy. Yep.
Exactly. So beautiful. And so it was a great, great, great experience. It was one of my things that I would say that I was the most proud of because it really made me grow. Look back and just nobody could tell me you didn't do it. I was sort of, oh, wow, I did that. When you put yourself so hard that you realize, oh, wow, I did that. That was crazy. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. I would love to see that. Is that on video or anything or online anywhere?
Yes, I can send you the link. You can, or you can find it on YouTube. It's Carmen Miranda. There is bits and pieces. You can find Maggie Avila, Carmen Miranda.
Cool. I'm going to check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out.
It was fun. But a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, this has been driving me crazy. I've been dying to ask you this. Since you are of Mexican descent, you came from Mexico. I mean, not that Selena came from Mexico, but she had a huge Mexican following. Were you disappointed or did you try to get the role of Selena when they did the movie Selena?
Oh, no. I was very, I was not living in the U.S. back then, even. I didn't even know that they were auditioning. And I was too young. I was still doing films in Mexico. And I was fully booked back then as an opera singer and an actress for films. And I didn't even know that they were auditioning for Selena. And I was probably too young for the part.
Mm. Because I would think with Mexican descent, you could have been perfect at it. You could have been perfect at it. And like I said, not that she's, you know, she's from Texas, really, but, you know, with the Mexican thing background. So, but now during the pandemic, I mean, were you guys working during the pandemic? I'm pretty sure Victor said that you did do some filming during the pandemic.
Yes, I did. I did three things. And thank goodness for me, it was such busy, extremely busy times.
Good.
I did in my family, and I was doing a bunch of auditions, 3 to 5 auditions per week.
Wow.
Which has been, and I was submitting my documentary to film festivals and then showcasing it. Then when the film festival circuit started, then I was screening and promoting so much of it, promoting all of
right.
that. Every time it was accepted into a film festival, I would make as much noise as I could. And thank goodness it got, but we'll get back to it in a little bit. I was also producing my online business. It's an 6 modules product that I have right now. It's an online school for actors and formula to becoming a working actor. And it's
really?
6 modules, and it involves acting craft, business craft, and success mindset. So it took me a lot to produce that, to write all of the modules, to write all of the content, all of the material, to make the videos and to upload it into the website, creating the website and set it up to be an automatic thing to be happening for actors.
And if someone out there was interested in your 6 modules, where would they go to find that?
To successfulactoracademy.com.
Cool. Very nice. And that took a long time, I guess, because you not only wrote it, you directed it, you probably edited it and everything too.
Correct. And uploaded it, and it's got its lights, it's got exercises for them to start working right away. It's incredible. So much work. Way so much more work than I imagined, but it's fantastic. So it would be simple and easy for them to just execute as soon as possible and learn and execute. Learn and execute and grow.
So have you had students that have gotten major roles or at least fairly decent roles since they've took on the 6 modules?
I am barely launching it. So from those, not yet. But it is me, because all of my techniques, all of what I have learned throughout my career, it's in there. So what makes me book the roles, what makes me stay happy and healthy, mentally stable and successful with my career and booking among beautiful, amazingly talented people, it's in that book. What techniques I have used, what mental techniques I have used, what acting techniques, there's so many acting techniques in there for them to start, you know, utilizing and see what they would be better for them. And the business strategies that also open up doors for us as actors, especially for beginning actors or advanced actors.
Well, that was great of you to do that for people.
What do you mean? Well, I'm sorry?
I said that was great of you to put together for people.
You know, I have, thank you. I have always had friends that ask me, or other actors that ask me, how did you do that? How did you accomplish that? How did you? And so I have taken so many courses and seminars, and I have attended so many panels, and I have paid for so many classes throughout my career. It is, I think that every person that writes a book, a self-help book or anything like that, we all are the result of everything that we have read and everything that we have studied. And we all are just the knowledge and the wisdom for the upcoming generations. And just as I am being mentored right now for the next level in my life, there is people that I can now mentor and open up paths for them and guide them and help them avoid mistakes that I made and so on. And that is so, so satisfying. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful.
Oh,
and so
definitely.
I have been mentoring friends. Yes. And I have been coaching, acting for so long and sharing business strategies and sharing meditation, self-hypnosis to all my friends. And so then I just decided this time I'm just going to put it on this online course.
Right. And everything, the time, and like you said, the time and money that you invested, you've condensed it into this 6-step program for people, and they can do it a lot easier than you did. And it's from experience. It's not made up. This is from experience. So you're speaking the truth.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, absolutely. I am sharing with them everything that I have been through and how I accomplished the things and what to avoid and how to do the right thing the right way, how to be as professional as possible, how to stay at peak performance, how to do your very, very best no matter what. And
right,
it's just
right.
Really, really.
Right.
Because
do
I was
me
just...
a favor. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. No.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, that
I
was doing
to...
all of this as... doing the film festival circuit.
Right. I wanted to ask you before we forget, tell me one more time, I want to write it down, where people can go again so I can let them know to get your 6 steps.
Successful Actor Academy.
Successful.com. Yep, Actor Academy. Sorry, I'm writing. .com. Mm-hmm. And the name of it again is the 6-step module. What is it?
The 6-step formula to becoming a working actor.
Wow. Formula. And this is only in video, or are you going to be doing book as well?
I will be doing the book too. But it's going to take me a few months because thank goodness we're getting busier and busier and busier acting wise. And
right.
With the documentary. Yes. I was supposed to... also released the book at the same time, but you know, I was not really even expecting to get so much success with the documentary. People have been loving the documentary. I didn't know that I was going to get this amazing company to distribute the documentary. I didn't know that we were going to have an amazing red carpet premiere at the Landmark. Yes. So
when was all that? When was all that, Maggie? When did all that happen?
This past Thursday, we had a red carpet.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was fantastic. Yes, it was so beautiful. And we had a theater filled with people. We had a screening, and then we had a Q&A, and it was moderated by Mr. Brett King, the Vice President of Programming, Diversity and Inclusion at Sony Pictures Entertainment.
Very nice.
Yes, and it was just so beautiful, such a high energy. Everybody was so happy, and to hear the oohs and ahs and the laughter.
Yeah.
While watching the movie all at unison was such a dream come true. So
nice.
Beautiful.
Well, congratulations. I wish you nothing but the best on that. And I will definitely
Thank
let people
you.
Know about it. That it's I just wrote it down. Successful. Oh, God, I can't read my own handwriting. The
www.successfulactor.
Oh, my God. Hold actor. On. Maggie, hang on. I got to rewrite this. What is it again? Successful.
Successful actor. Academy.com.
Oh, my God. I wrote it, and I can't even read my own handwriting. Isn't that horrible? Oh, my.
I got it. The course is called The Six Steps Formula to Becoming a Working Actor.
Got it. Yep. I will let everybody know. I wrote clearly.
Now, the documentary, it's a whole different thing. The documentary is a film that I directed and I produced it, and it's going to be released this Tuesday, the 8th. But have right now, people can pre-order the film on Apple TV and iTunes. And the proceeds of those pre-sales, the most beautiful thing, they are going to be donated to organizations such as Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge.
Oh, nice.
Dan and Christopher Reeve Foundation.
Oh, nice.
Creative Staff Foundation and Will to Walk Foundation.
Nice. Very nice.
I can't tell how happy I am. Now, the film, it's about Michael Workington. He's a true life story of Michael Workington, who at age 22, he fell off three stories, fell off of an escalator, fell on his neck, broke his neck, and became a quadriplegic. And despite of that, he became a very successful person and super happy. So the film is filled with great advice, a lot of happiness, a lot of fun, and through the beautiful, beautiful landmarks of Europe. We went to Spain, Italy, France, and London. Among gorgeous landmarks, we discover, we talk about, we teach the six phases of recovery that every human goes through after facing tragedy.
Nice.
So
What made you do that one? Was there something that happened with you that you did that, or just something somebody approached you with?
Well, we all have challenges in life. We all have, and a lot of people do have scars or have been broken inside. And you cannot see that, as in the case of Michael Workington being quadriplegic, right? So when I met him, I saw a very inspiring person. And I saw that he was the embodiment of everything I preach, not only through my online courses, but through life, right?
And
I saw that... So he was getting ready to go into this trip of a lifetime, this adventure of a lifetime, so beautifully. So I asked him, what are you planning to do with your next 5 or 10 years of your life? And he said, well, you know, Maggie, I am a financial advisor. I have a very successful practice, and I am very happy with my life, and I am super busy. I don't have really the time to make a film. And so I explained to him, you don't have to do anything. I can do it all. I'll figure it out. But we have to do the film about your life because you will inspire so many people, even for generations, because the film makes you immortal. And it's so beautiful that the film is not about being a quadriplegic. The film is about the power of the mind. The film is about inspiring people to overcome any challenges, because we all are going to have challenges in life.
Right.
But one point. Yes.
Right. And what was the name of that again? I apologize.
And the film, the name of the film is Altitude, Not Attitude. And you can find more information on its website, www.altitudenotattitude.com.
The name of that.
Yes, Altitude, Not Attitude, the documentary, directed and produced by yours truly, Maggie Avila, M-A-G-I.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We have been in 17 official selection in 15 film festivals, and among those, La Femme and the Orlando Film Festival and Beyond the Curve in Paris, and also have won Best Documentary and 2 more film festivals. And we're so, so, so happy, so blessed that people have been loving it. People have been loving it. And the most beautiful thing, again, is that the pre-sales are going to be donated to these amazing charities and organizations. So
yeah,
I encourage everybody on your audience to please go ahead and support these organizations by making a purchase of making a pre-order of our film. It's on Apple TV and
yep.
on iTunes.
And and what is the date again, the release date?
And the release date, it's June the 8th, which is this Tuesday. But right now, they can pre-order.
We can pre-order it, right.
Like, yes.
Cool.
That way, these organizations, yes.
Well, it sounds great, and congratulations. I mean, you are definitely a busy woman. My goodness. I don't know where you find time to breathe. So you mentioned there's a second season of My American Family. Are you filming it now, or when are you guys going to start filming it?
I don't know just yet. I know that there is a second season and in the works. But I don't have exact dates yet. We don't have exact dates yet. It takes so much preparation, but I can't tell you how excited I am about that show and the people and the team and the stories, and it's just fantastic.
Excellent.
I will definitely
love
tell
it.
You. We will come back and definitely give you a call and let you know, because the whole world needs to know about My American Family and Altitude. Not attitude.
Right. And
correct.
And they also need to know about successfulactoracademy.com.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much, darling. Hello? I think that we got dropped. Hello? Hello, hello?